Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with your news briefing. Our state and federal education ministers have met to discuss the teaching crisis and to put together a framework to address it. The big topics have included encouraging more people to join the profession, to better prepare those entering the sector, and to do more to keep those who are already in classrooms. Jason Clare says it's clear offering practical experience to those getting into education needs to be improved.
What came out really clearly out of the conversation today, and I got a better insight into it than I think I had before I went into the room, was that initial teacher education is screaming out for reform.
Fast-tracking teaching visas was also discussed. Police have confirmed four kids at the centre of an Amber Alert in North Queensland have been found safe and well. An alert was issued yesterday. The children turned up earlier this morning. Officers are now keen to speak to a 28-year-old wanted in connection to the incidents. Looking overseas, and an armed man's been killed after allegedly trying to break into an FBI office in the US. The 42-year-old was shot by police after he fled the scene and led officers in an hour-long standoff in Ohio. Detectives are now examining social media accounts, which may be connected to the man where it's claimed he was present during the January 6 Capitol riots. And concerns about a Hi Mum text scam doing the rounds designed to pull on the heartstrings. Victorian police say at least 25 have already fallen victim to the hoax. It's believed to have originated in Europe. Scammers send a message from an unknown number claiming to be their child who's lost their phone, requiring emergency money.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.